chain of it. But Mother always had plenty of them peppers. She'd just take them, throw and water, black pepper and salt.
Would you ever mix, sir, would you ever mix maybe cornmeal in with hog meat when you were, maybe and cook it and then let it cool and slice it? No. You might fry it and then slice it up. No, that's one thing.
Do what now?
Do you ever make, well, they call it scrapple or pond hogs. Some folks would make that. You know, they might mix hog, cornmeal in with hog meat and never made any of that.
I don't remember ever eating any of that.
Would your meat ever, you know, sometimes when you kill hogs and you might have had a warm snap coming on, your meat ever?
I don't believe my dad has ever lost any meat in his life.
You never had any meat get
rank? Now I'm going to tell you what we'll do. When we're smoking, curing it real, I mean, take it out of the salt box and then go smoke it for so many days.
Yes.
Cure.
Yes.
And paint it with that stuff, you know, stuff they make, that smoked stuff, and then with hickory and corn cob, smoke it. Well, when you put that wrap around it, it'll sometimes mildew you. But now I thought that was, you know, would run it. But that's all you do, wash it mildew off and you fry it. And it's the best in the world then. All will mildew if it's old enough. And the older it is, the better it is. The real cured meat.
But nowadays they can't keep it that long, can you? Well, in other words, how could you tell when a meat had got, you know, when it smelled bad, you say it's done?
Oh man, you don't have to worry about that. If it smelled right, well, we wouldn't be thinking about it.
Yeah.
I can't remember of ever losing any. We probably have, but I don't remember.
Ever getting
spoiled? No. Now on our beef, Mother always canned it.
Yeah. Now you were talking about, was there some sort of meat that your mother might put in with the greens or your wife?
Sow belly.
Sow belly?
Oh, we always have sow belly. We still do.
Yeah.
We had some in that deep red icebox now.
When you cut the meat between the shoulders and the ham, when you cut it.
That's sow belly.
Oh, I see. Well, when you cut it, did you quarter them up or how'd you cut them? You might cut a bacon up.
Oh, see, when we was doing it at home, we always cut your sow belly. That's what makes bacon.
Yes, sir.
That's the sides of a hog.
Oh, I see. A side of bacon?
Yeah, that'd be a side of bacon. We kind of saw a sour belly because it wasn't bacon, unless we smoked it.
Yeah.
But we hardly ever smoked that at all because we always used it. Salt meat. You ever fried any salt meat? Ever eaten any salt meat? Just plain sour belly salt meat.
No, now can you tell me how you'd make that? That's interesting. Was that the kind you would slice up real thin? Or would you?
Yeah, you slice it. No, you just salt meat and you take it and slice it. Boil it twice through the water to keep it from being too salty. And now some people batter it and some people do it different ways. But now, I'd like mine. I really just care about mine. Mostly just put in the dang grease and fry.
Well, now tell him how long it takes you to salt it out, Frank. Pack it
21 days.
21 days.
Pack it in salt.
Mm-hmm. You look, you take the salt,